This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The Trump administration is again defying a congressional subpoena as the battle over special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia report continues. AP's Sagar Meghani reports from the White House.
The White House has told former counsel Don McGahn not to give documents about his cooperation in the probe to a House panel, arguing they're subject to executive privilege. It's the second time in 2 days the administration's refused to comply with a House Judiciary Committee deadline for turning over materials in the probe. Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell says Democrats need to accept the investigation's done.
It's finally over.
Saying case closed. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi disagrees.
That's just not a fact. The case is not closed.
Saying lawmakers would be delinquent if they did not conduct oversight of the president, as the Constitution mandates. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has announced the lifting of sanctions on the former head of Venezuela's intelligence service and said a U.S. Navy hospital ship will head to the region to help refugees. In a speech at the State Department Tuesday, Pence announced that the U.S. Treasury Department had removed sanctions on General Manuel Figuera, who headed the SEBIN intelligence agency, but has switched his allegiance from President Nicolas Maduro to National Assembly leader Juan Guaido. The vice president also confirmed the Pentagon is dispatching the USNS Comfort to the region in June.
I'm announcing that at President Trump's direction, the United States Navy will deploy the USNS Comfort to the Caribbean, Central America, and South America this June.
Comfort will stay in the region for 5 months to offer medical care to Venezuelan refugees and others. This is VOA News. U.S.